will fund 15 separate projects. These projects involve improved delivery of thermal treatments involving infected trees that will allow those trees, despite the infection, to remain productive, an expansion and acceleration of getting best management practices into the field to further prevent and mitigate the consequences of citrus greening, improved early detection systems, and methods for killing the vector in an effort to try to reduce the risk of citrus greening. So combined $30 million being awarded today to expand both on the short-term strategies for dealing with citrus greening and beginning to focus on longer-term potential solutions to citrus greening. A lot of work yet to be done, and with the advisory group helping us to focus on system treatment systems, on accelerating research, on earlier detection, and developing a resistant germplasm that eventually would prevent this from occurring at all, I think we're headed in the right direction, and hopefully we'll see progress in terms of mitigating the impact of citrus greening, and hopefully provide reassurance to the citrus industry that we are doing everything we possibly can in connection with the industry to address this very serious issue.